If there's any other big thing that you wanted to touch on.
I don't know. It'll probably come to me after I leave, and I'll think, oh, why didn't I talk about such and such? But Bob's, I'm just looking at this piece with Bob Bauer and his court martial. That was, he was my lover at the time, and I wound up spending a lot of time in Colleen. Dealing with his court martial, it was appalling. He had served three terms in Vietnam in the infantry. He volunteered, and he volunteered when he was underage. And when he got out, they took away all of his benefits and court martial.
Well, so I just wanted to ask, because it seems like you have, under your belt, you have it all. You have feminism, you've, for racism, you mentioned classism, let's see, just out of all of them that you've been involved with, because you've done marches and theater for everything, not that one is more important than the other, but which do you feel that you have been most passionate about, whether it be being feminist or fighting racism?
Well, I'll tell you, I think I have had more passion on the feminism and racism component, but like even now, one of my projects at home is to edit a pamphlet on classism that was written by another one of my friends, a priestess in women's spirituality, because I think classism is really important. I promised her I would do that. She died, and I still haven't done it, but it's like one of the projects sitting on my desk. So I think, I think that the biggest thing left undone was not taking on the American War Machine when we had them, right when we had them in front of us, and we should have finished them off. Because I've lived long enough now, another 50 years, to have watched the defense industry, the military-industrial complex, suck this nation dry. And I don't see current generations, other intervening generations, having had the clarity about what's going on that we did. We had that down. We really understood the way that the military was being used, basically not for the interests of the United States, but for the interests of the multinationals. And that has only gotten worse as time has gone by. So I wish that we had done, I would, that's to me, is like, if I were to do it over again, I would focus on that. And I would not, I mean, nothing else would have stepped in my way, because that is really where we should stay.
So classism was an issue back then, just no one was talking about it?
Well, we kind of understood it, but nothing was written. It wasn't being discussed. I mean, it just wasn't part of the conversation, except as racism or sexism. But, you know, the years have passed, and we've gotten more and more into some of that. And so, for me, I say it's classism. And I, you know, spend my time, you know, I've done some work around being a white ally. I think the racism is really important, but I really get it that it is classism.
All right.
That is the root.
See? Yep. And
that makes all the rest of it possible.
True. And that is about all that I had. So if there's anything else you want to sum up with or say or want just people to know about your life, you.
Well, I don't know. You know, I have two foster children, two are 10 years apart, each of which I collected because I saw them in untenable situations and plan, so I reached in and snatched them away from their parents and raised them.
Oh my! Well, so, congrats to you.
I don't do this on big scales.
I honestly would say that is a big scale as well, because that's taking two whole people into your life that were not there before. So,
yes, and changing the course of their lives.
Exactly. And who knows what they will go on to do, because they had you raising them instead. So
yes.
Really, if you think about the branching effects, that's a rather large scale.
Well, it has its impact. These things, I do understand the part about the butterflies, you know.
Butterfly effect.
The butterfly effect, mm-hmm. I do. I understand it. Because I am, after all, a dialectical spiritualist. If you were to ask me what my religion would be, I would tell you it was a my religious philosophy, I would say it was a dialectical spiritualist, and that I'm an advocate.